When the blue of the night meets the gold of the day, someone waits for me.
Welcoming you to Philco Radio Time, produced and transcribed in Hollywood with John Scott Trotter, his orchestra and chorus, and Bing's guests, songwriter Irving Berlin and songwriter Al Jolson. And now here's song singer Bing Crosby.
Well, thanks, Ken, but Jolson, the songwriter, yes. Isn't he more of a song singer like me?
Why, don't you know, Bing? Hmm. Al's associated with the writing of a lot of songs. Anniversary songs,
yeah.
Egg and I.
Egg.
California, Here I Come, good. Sonny Boy.
Yeah, fine tunes, but I still don't see how you can class Jolson with Irving Berlin.
Well, I didn't say Al was better than Berlin.
You better not. Berlin will go home. Anyway, Ken, while on the topic of tunes, I have one staring me right in the kisser here now. It's entitled Country Style. It's from the Paramount picture Welcome Stranger, and it's a real hoedown. If the vocal group will pull up a bale of hay, we shall do it forthwith.
When it comes to fancy dancing, or to music with a smile, or to nice romancing, make mine country style. When it comes to arms that hold you, eyes that shine about a mile, like I just now told you, make mine country style. Hear those fiddles, I could listen all night. Hear that guitar, well, that's something you don't like. Dance and share a loving cup with different partners for a while, but for hitching up with, make mine country style, Mr. Country Style. Well, you pull up your pants, you tighten your traces, you all join hands and you're off to the races. Break your hold, you backtrack back, promenade single file. Ladies in the lead, that Indian style, and swing that gal behind you. Cut it fast and you swing grandpa. He ain't been swung since last fall. Ladies, start the setup. Gents on the little side bet. Teach your party, you ain't through yet. Four hands around with the couple you met. Four hands up and around you go. When you get straight, the do-si-do. Chicken in the bread pan, picking out the dough. Grab your partners and a home you go. When it comes to fancy dancing, or to music with a smile, or to nice romancing, make mine country style.
Dance and share a loving cup with different partners for a while. First for hitching up with, make mine country.
Four hands up and around you go. And when you get straight, it's a do-si-do. Chicken in the bread pan, picking out the dough. Grab your partner and home you go.
Nice do-si-do.
Jolly,
I thought so. And doesn't that song make you feel like grabbing your Philco portable and getting out in the country?
Make mine the country style down in Brawley.
Well, Mr. C, please, hold it, hold it. I said, doesn't it make you feel like getting outdoors with your Philco portable?
Well, right ahead, don't mind me, Carson.
But, Bing, we got to tell our listeners that now's the time to visit their Philco dealer and pick up one of those sensational new Philco portables.
We got to tell them.
Why, sure.
Look here, cop, you've been laying down on a job lately. You sidle up to the mic, you ask me a question, and before I know it, I'm standing here with egg on my face telling people that the Philco portable is just simply divine for fishing trips or something.
Well, sure, you can make it any kind of a trip, Bing. It's handier and more compact. Use the same type tubes as the Army's walkie-talkie, you know.
No dice, Mr. Walkie-talkie, so get going.
But, Bing, you know yourself that your Philco portable brings in more stations all along the dial.
I got nothing against the Philco portable, cop. It's a great set, but tonight, you're on your own. You tell them.
Okay, I will. Philco engineers put all their wartime savvy into this revolutionary new portable, and it's brand new from the case right through to the circuit. No matter where you travel on your vacation, it'll get you the ball games and all your favorite programs. Listen to its marvelous tone, too. It's the newest development in portable radios from Philco, the leader.
I go to sleep, I never count sheep. I count all the charms about Linda. And lately it seems, in all of my dreams, I walk with my arms about Linda. But what good does it do me? For Linda doesn't know I exist. I can't help feeling gloomy when I'm thinking of the loving that I've missed. We pass on the street, my heart skips a beat. I say to myself, hello, Linda. If only she'd smile, I'd stop her a while. And then I would get to know Linda. But miracles still happen. And when my lucky star begins to shine, with one lucky break, I'll make Linda mine.
Now, to present a man whose songs have done all right by me,
and everybody else, I guess, who has done them. I can think of only two words to introduce our foremost writer of popular songs, and two words, Irving Berlin.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Bing. It's nice being on your program for the first time. I must say you have a very easygoing and casual show.
Well, we got to be casual. The script isn't written yet, Irving.
The guy rushes out here with an armload of papers. He's not selling them. Those are your lines. Anyway, Irving, it's nice having you here tonight, and I'm going to confess something to you that I've been wanting to tell you for a long time.
What's that?
Well, the first tune that I ever mangled in a picture was written by you.
Now, Bing, I've got something to confess to you.
What's that?
I really don't know what song or what picture you're talking about.
I just sang the song off stage, and off key, too, I might add. You see, in my first screen effort, I never did get in front of the camera.
Well, you're very much in front of the camera in your pictures now.
Well, except when I work with Hope. And the one I just finished with him, all my dialogue comes out through his elbow. Finished, so I'm... Got a very big scene at the finish. I climb up his back and slide down his nose. New record for the ski jump. But enough my personal problems, Irving. Tonight, we're having more or less of an innovation here on Philco Radio Time.
Philco Radio Time? Bing, what's that?
Well, you see, Irving, we sell radios.
Oh, well, I'd be very glad to help you out, Bing. I'll buy one.
No, we don't sell them here. Not here. You have to go to a store. But the innovation that I speak of, Irving, is our big contest, which starts tonight.
What sort of a contest, Bing?
Could you explain about the contest, Mr. Carpenter?
Oh, gladly, Bing. Mr. Berlin, ladies and gentlemen, all you have to do to win 492 huge prizes is to identify the voice of Mr. Mystery and be at home when we call you.
Yeah, we ain't gonna call you.
What? The first prize for guessing the voice of Mr. Mystery, ladies and gentlemen, is a herd of sheep.
Well, there's 300 of the prizes.
The second prize is a brand new automobile trailer that sleeps four.
Sleeps eight if they're well acquainted.
Prize number three, a genuine brand new 1947 Super Deluxe Krug Electric.
Think of that, a brand new Krug Electric.
Why, Bing, what's a Krug Electric?
Who knows? We're giving one away. We don't know.
Prize number four, a set of stainless steel burglar tools. And 1 year's free lawyer service. Prize number five, a case of Chevrolet.
Oh, my. Prize number seven, the city of Evansville, Indiana.
Oh, I know that town, Bing. It's on the Ohio River.
Prize number eight, the Ohio River.
And so it goes, folks. Prize after prize if you identify the voice of Mr. Mystery.
Guess it if you can. And remember, folks, listen closely for clues. Take it away, Mr. Mystery.
Who am I? I cannot say. But I swear I'm not Alice Faye. In school, I rarely got good marks. Have you seen that picture with Larry Park?
Boy, is this a tough one.
Bing, Bing, please. People have got to concentrate on this. Sonny Boy was sung by me. Sometimes even on bended knees.
See, I knew who this was, but I forgot. Is it Hildegard?
I don't think so either. What do you think it is? Hildegard. Oh, listen. I sing many other tunes, and though I'm not hammy, this will give you a clue. This will give you a clue.
I'm here. Lay it on.
Wait a minute now.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Everybody.
I'll start it over again. See if you can get it.
Let every noise.
All right. Still. I'm coming.
Coming up.
My part ain't big. I got to keep on going here. I sing many other tunes, and though I'm not hammy, you ain't heard nothing yet until I sing Mammy. Who am I?
Bring the Charles Jolson.
Look, there goes the contest.
You guessed it, Irving. Where do you want the herd of sheep sent?
Just send me the Krug Electric.
What's the Krug Electric? How you feeling, Al?
Oh, just wonderful, Bing. Just wonderful.
Look sharp.
Yes, sharp as a teddy. Yes, sharp round. And I want to tell you, It's really a thrill to be on this program tonight with my favorite songwriter.
Irving Berlin?
No, me.
You had me fooled there for a minute, Al. I thought you were going to say that Irving was your favorite songwriter.
I give you my word of honor, Bing. I started to say that Irving was, but me slipped out ahead of it. How do you like that?
But you held the right thought. That's good. You tried.
I know. But, Bing, Do you know who my favorite singer is?
Who, Al? He said it with lowered eyelids. Who is it?
Wallace Beery.
Wallace Beery? Yeah. He can't sing.
I know. That's why I love him.
He's flying tonight, isn't he, Irving?
Oh, yeah. Listen, I'm happy. I don't know why, but you see, the anniversary song is going so well.
Big smash.
Oh, yeah. Why, do you fellas realize that I dashed that off in about 20 minutes?
Now, wait a minute, Al. You know, the melody of the anniversary song is very familiar.
Really?
Even I remember it.
Mm-hmm.
It's over 100 years old.
You should remember it.
That's what... That's why it only took Al 20 minutes to write it.
Hey, Bing. You got a lot of talent. How come you never wrote a song?
Oh, Al, with four kids around the house, how would I ever find a pencil with a point on it?
Yes.
Anyway, all this yakking about songwriting, I think it's time we do a song. Irving, how about you singing something for us?
Well, Bing, I don't sing very well. As a matter of fact, I don't think I can sing at all.
Oh, Jolson's going to love you. I remember you. I remember This Is the Army you sang a song. How about doing that old tune of yours that you did in that show? How I Hate to Get Up in the Morning.
All right, I'll take a shot at it.
Oh, you cinch. Watch out somebody doesn't take a shot at you, though. Jolson, that's Jolson lying. He's out cutting his clipping.
You going to sing, Irving?
Yes.
Watch out they don't take a shot at you. I got to get it in here someplace.
Safe in here, Irving. You're among friends. John Stiott, give Mr. Berlin a little of your expert musical background, huh? Sustain him in his hour of travail.
Oh, how I hate to get up in the morning. Oh, how I'd love to remain in bed. For the hardest blow of all is to hear the bugler call. You gotta get up, you gotta get up, gotta get up this morning. Someday I'm going to murder the bugler. Someday they're going to find him dead. And then I'll get that other pup, the guy who wakes the bugler up, and spend the rest of my life in bed.
Bing? Huh? We'll never be able to follow that.
I ain't going to try. I don't know what to do.
I know you have a reputation for never lifting a tune, but I thought at least you could carry one.
Well, we didn't do so bad. You're so picky tonight.
Oh, yeah. Thanks, Bing, but I'm afraid Al is right. You know, it's the truth, and this is on the level. Mm-hmm. You know, I made a recording of this very same song for the movie of This Is the Army out here in Hollywood about 3 years ago, and they were playing the record on the set when an electrician I heard it said, if the guy who wrote that song could hear that fellow sing it, he'd turn over in his grave.
Nice observation, I would say. And now I wonder if we could prevail on Mr. Jolson to sing one of your tunes.
You cannot only prevail, but I already have my mouth open ready to go.
I was so aware of that.
I want to be lazy. I long to be out in the sun with no work to be done under that awning they call the sky, stretching and yawning. And let the world go drifting by. I want to peep through the deep, tangled wire woods, counting sheep till I sleep like a child would, with a great big valise full of books to read, where it's peaceful while I'm killing time being lazy.
That's wonderful, but I can't see you in that mood. I'm afraid that you got too much vitality to just loll and laze in the sun.
Oh, I love to loll, but Bing, look, I'm really a changed man. I've got myself a little place down at Palm Springs, and honestly, I'm taking it easy, just like you.
Anyhow, Al, thanks for singing lazy. Thank you, Irving Berlin, for writing it. Say, by the way, Irving, is it true that they're going to make a movie of your life story?
Well, where have I heard that before?
No, Bing. The idea of my life as a picture never really occurred to me. But you know, a funny thing, when Alexander's Ragtime Band came out, a lot of people thought that was the story of my life.
Well, it's out again, and it's doing nicely, too. Or...
Yes, and you know, it's the picture called Blue Skies, remember, Bing?
Yeah.
Well, when that came out, people thought that was my life.
Well, that's the way it goes. When the Jolson story came out, a lot of people thought that was the story of Jolson's life.
Bing, this isn't in the script, but wasn't I an angel in that?
Oh, sugar and spice, everything nice. Yes, sir. Now, Irving, how about you relaxing over there in the Morris chair while Al and I do some more of your tunes?
Okay, Bing. What tunes are it going to be?
Oh, we're
going
to surprise you.
Pardon me, gentlemen, before you do your songs, would a word or two from the Philco man be out of order?
Not at all, Ken. It'll give me a chance to learn the words to some of these ditties.
Yes. And as Bing said, hurry up before I forget the words.
Well, Al, we wouldn't need a commercial now if we could just play a Philco radio for all our listeners personally. They'd catch on quicker than we can tell them that the 1947 Philco radios and radio phonographs are a brand new thrill in radio listening. And I mean any new Philco. Right down the line, the Philco laboratories give you the standout value for your radio dollar. Greater power, finer tone, all the latest electronic features. And that goes equally for the smallest Philco table model and for a great new radio development, like Philco's patented dynamic reproducer, which gives you broadcasting studio quality in playing your records at home. Back of both of them are all the resources of the world's largest radio manufacturer, the leader in radio ever since 1930. Remember that when you buy your new radio, and look at the leader first. Look at a Philco, famous for quality the world over.
Thing, is he finished?
Oh, yes, sir. Is it agreed then?
Yeah, go ahead.
All by myself in the morning. All by myself in the night. I sit alone in my cozy Morris chair. So unhappy there, playing solitaire.
I'm all by myself,
and I get lonely.
He says he gets lonesome by himself,
watching the clock on the shelf. I'd love to rest my weary head on somebody's shoulder,
just laid here.
I hate to grow.
Guest here tonight. I really think you ought to start this next tune.
No, Bing, this is your show. You start it,
son. No, the tune was written a few years ago, many years ago. It might date me.
Date you?
Yeah.
Bing, don't tell me.
What?
That the first time you heard this ditty, your mother held you on a lap.
Oh, no. I rode to the matinee that afternoon on my Irish mail.
What's the Irish mail?
Forget Irish mail, you bump.
Oh, that go devil.
You were smashed that day.
Yes, I was.
But you started. You started.
No, Bing, this is your show. I want you to start.
Want me to start it?
Yeah, I do. I want you to start it.
All right, I'll start. Come on in here. Come on in here.
Oh, you dog.
Alexander's ragtime band. Didn't think I'd do it. Come on in here. Come on in here. About the best band in the land.
They can play a bugle call like you never heard before. So natural that you want to go to war. That's just the bestest band. What else? Oh, honey lamb.
Come on along. Come on along. Let me take you by the hand. Up to the man, up to the man, who's the leader of the band.
And if you care to hear the Swanee River played in ragtime, come on in here, come on in here, Alexander's ragtime band.
That's Mr. Zander himself, ain't it?
Yeah, the mighty Mr. Zander himself.
Oh, he's got that riverboat riff.
Riverboat riff?
Yeah.
What you know about riverboat?
Made me many a happy buck on the riverboat.
Toting a horn in the band?
No, no, making four the hard way.
Well, that's what you do, says, ain't
with
it?
With an ace tray.
That's the game tonight. Come on in here.
Come on in here.
Come on in here.
Come on in here.
Alexander's ragtime band. Come on in here.
Come on in here.
Come on in here.
Come on in here. About the best band in the land.
They can play a bugle call like you never heard before. That's just the bestest band. What am for, oh, honey lamb?
Come on along.
Come on along.
Come on along.
Come on along.
Let me take you by the hand.
Up to the man.
The mighty man.
The man.
The mighty man.
He's the leader of the band. And if you care to hear that Swanee River play that time. Come on in here.
Come on in here.
Come on in here.
Come on in here.
Alexander's ragtime band. Alexander's Ragtime Band.
bonnet with all those frills upon it. She'll be the grandest lady in the Easter parade.
I'll be all in clover, and when they look her over, I'll be the proudest fellow.
And you look proud.
In that Easter parade.
On the avenue.
Fifth Avenue.
Da, 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 dee.
The photographers will snap us, and you'll find that you're in the rotogravure. I could write a sonnet.
Oh, write that sonnet, boy.
About her Easter bonnet. And of the girl I'm taking to the Easter
That was wonderful, Bing and Al. Really thrilling. But tell me, aren't you fellows a few weeks late with Easter parade?
Well, we got to be a little late with Easter parade, Irving. With those clothes that Crosby wears, he can't get into the regular parade, you see.
I do most of my strutting down Allen's Alley on Easter parade. I'm a standout down there.
Al, I don't want to turn serious on you, but tonight I didn't have the opportunity to tell you how happy I am that you are bigger and greater than ever in show business right now, and especially for a man of your age.
A man of my age?
All right, a man of our age.
I don't like that even.
I don't care. No, I
can get in color without going on a show.
No, I really meant that, Alan. Bing, this is the first chance I've had to quite sincerely and honestly tell you of... and your great listening audience.
Oh, we owe it all to Winchell.
No, but really, Bing, Every time I hear my song, White Christmas, I have to think about you. It's been wonderful working with you, Bing.
And I can't think of my favorite song, White Christmas, without thinking of you too, Irving. I couldn't do nothing else.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know.
Well, now, just a minute. Ground, go up and go east.
An old trampoline.
Now, wait a minute.
I want to sing this song.
No.
Where the sleigh bells listen, something
like
that.
Al, now, wait a minute. This song is a big...
Look, I've been on the show for 4 weeks. This is your first show, blow. But anyway.
Now, Bing, tell me about your guest.
Listen, you've only got one thing on Bing and I.
What's that?
That's your hair.
Beautiful.
Thank you. Bing will tell me about your next week's guest.
Oh, next week, Irving, is our big Chicago show. Our guests include Warren Brown, the eminent sports writer of the Chicago Herald American, Groucho Marx, and Hank Greenberg. He's pretty good on hits, too, that boy.
Yeah. Mm. Hey, Bing, did you see that article in Liberty Magazine that Bob Hope wrote about baseball?
Oh, he's so clever. I just can't.
Well, I love that line. I don't know where he got it. Where he said that you were so shrewd, that is you, that before you put any money on the Pirates team, you had a man from Tiffany's go down to Pittsburgh and appraise the diamond. That kills me.
You like that? You like that remark, huh?
I love it.
You may have it.
Thanks for dropping in, Irving. It's nice seeing you. Thanks to you, Al.
Well, thank you, Bing, and good night.